Monday, December 3, 2018, Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting at 3 o'clock, Dakota County Board of Commissioner meeting at 3:02.
We're going to call the Dakota County Board of Equalization meeting to order. It is 3 o'clock on December 3rd. We're going to start with the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Joan, can you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Here.
Marty?
Here.
What
Bill? Out?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony is absent.
I'll make a motion to excuse Tony.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. The current copy of the Open Meetings Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the County Board meeting room and is available for review by all citizens in attendance. We will start with the consent agenda items and the approval of the previous minutes from November 19th of 2018.
So moved.
I'll second.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin? Marty?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay, we'll move on to new business. And new business A. Going to closed session to discuss negotiations on Turk cases 18R0006 and 18R0007. So I need a motion to go into closed session.
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Okay.
And what time is it, 3:02.
We are going into closed session at 3:02 p.m. to discuss negotiations on Turk 18R0006 and 18R0007. Thank you.
Happy New Year to you guys.
Okay. Recorder's back on.
I'll make a motion to come out of closed session.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
What time was that, Joan?
3:13.
3:13?
That's what my cell says.
Okay. We have... We'll be coming out of closed session on Turk negotiations on 18R0006 and 18R0007. We'll move on to new business B, to approve or deny county attorney to offer settlements in the following cases, 18R0006 and 18R0007.
I'll make a motion.
Get this done right here.
What's going on?
Marty. Motion.
Oh.
Second.
Yeah, that's fine. Oh, okay.
Okay.
I didn't even hear it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
For the 258, 640. Okay.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott? Kevin?
Yes.
Yes.
Joan's getting she's quicker than me. Yes.
Okay. We will move on to mail and or emergency business. I don't believe we have any, so we'll move on to if anyone has public comment for the Board of Equalization. I'm not seeing any of that.
Come on.
So we will adjourn.
Okay.
We'll move on to Board of Commissioners.
Okay, we're gonna go into the Board of Commissioners meeting here. It is 3:15 time. Joan, will you call roll for the Board of Commissioners, please?
Scott?
Yes.
Tony is absent. Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes. I will make a motion to excuse Tony.
Okay, we got a motion by Kevin to excuse Tony and a second by Bill. Will you call roll, please?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
I will be right back.
Okay, a current copy of the Open Meeting Act is posted on the west wall near the entrance of the county boardroom and is available for review of all citizens in attendance. We are going to go right into number one. We are going to go into public comment. The Board of Commissioners will hear comments about any item not on the agenda. The chair has the discretion to limit the time of the comments. So at this time, I'm going to open it up to the public. If anybody has anything from the public they'd like to state that's not on the agenda. Okay, there's none. We're going to go into consent agenda items, which A is approval of the previous minutes of November 19th, and we got the approval of the payroll claims. I went through the payroll claims. Everything is in order. Yippee skippy. So I need a motion for the consent agenda items.
I would so move to approve the consent agenda items.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill.
I second it.
And a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan, on the consent agenda items?
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes. Okay, we're going to move into new business here on three. A, we got the board to approve and appoint of Larry Ombright to serve a five-year term, January 2019 to December 2023, as the Veterans Oversight Committee. Welcome, gentlemen.
Good afternoon.
How was your day? You guys are looking dapper, as always.
Okay, I'll introduce yourself. I guess most of you maybe know who I am. I'm David Rasmussen. I am the chairman of the County Veterans Service Office Oversight Committee.
Okay.
And our committee members have a term limit of 5 years each on our board. And Tim Hykus will be going off. His term will be over in January. So I have asked Larry Ombright to fill his position for the next 5 years. And I'll give you a little bit of history on Larry. Of course, he was born and raised in Dakota County and Dakota City. He graduated from South Sioux High School. He went to University of Nebraska. And he was a member of the ROTC while he was there. He graduated with a Bachelor of Science degree in secondary education and a minor in logistic management. Larry entered the Army as a second lieutenant in Ordnance Corps in 1967 and retired as a lieutenant colonel in 1987. And while he was in the service, which he had a very wondrous career, won such awards as military awards, including Merit, Legion of Merit, Bronze Star Medal, Purple Heart, Defense Meritorious Service Medal, and about five others while he was serving. So he did have an exceptional service career. And since 2005, he has served as a substitute school teacher in the Homer Community School System, primarily in junior and senior high level, certified by the state of Nebraska. Currently, he serves on the Dakota County Extension Board, serves as an executive member of the Nebraska Association County Extension Board, member of the Dakota County Historical Society, Dakota City American Legion member, post 367. He serves as a chaplain. He has been in the past, the last year was Dakota County American Legion commander for the county. He's a member of the VFW. He was the one that set up the new county government day last year and this year. He facilitated a local men's Bible study group for 12 years, served terms on council of different churches, including being a president, life member of the Nebraska Alumni Association, and an ROTC affiliate. And we feel that the background that he has, service-connected, business-related, Larry would be a tremendous asset to our oversight committee. So I'm here today to ask for your approval.
I don't know if he has the credentials.
Well, he's got the owner's credentials. I can crawl under the table, too.
Wow. Maybe he's overqualified. I don't know. So, well, good for you. I mean, you've done a lot for the community, without a doubt.
Congratulations.
Yep, absolutely.
And thank you all for serving.
Yeah, thank you for your service, and thanks for wanting to serve on this board.
And Bill's done a fabulous job. The people love him. You guys know this, right?
Huh?
Yeah.
Guaranteed it is.
Yeah.
Yes, there is.
Yep. So, yeah, but like Bill said here, thanks for everything you guys do. And, it's a no-brainer. Larry, good luck to you. Hopefully the next 5 years works out well for you.
I would move to appoint Larry Armbrecht to serve the five-year term as a member of the Veterans Oversight Committee.
And I'd second that.
Okay, we got a motion by Bill and a second by Marty to appoint Larry for the five-year term. He gets to go up and see the judge. Congratulations. Call roll, please, Joan.
Bill.
Yes.
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Okay, gentlemen, thank you.
Thank you.
Yep, appreciate everything. Okay, we're going to move on to B here. Sarah Duck, Diversion Coordinator, seeking the board approval for the 2019 Community-Based Juvenile Services Aid. It's a grant amount of $80,425, and it requires an in-kind match of $89,36. For a total of $89,361 awarded by the Nebraska Crime Commission. Good afternoon.
Yeah, good afternoon. Thank you for having me. This year, our grant application, we are requesting $80,425, as you stated. The areas where we will be funding include alternatives to detention, including electronic monitoring and tracking, juvenile diversion, a school resource officer in Homer, a part of that position, and then teen court.
Okay.
And so do you have any questions for me about any of those funding areas?
I don't think so. Should we have any questions? I think it's normal formality. I mean, it's like an annual thing for
mm-hmm.
us.
Yeah.
Things are going well for you. I know you do a great job.
Thank you.
Any questions for Sarah?
No, you are doing a great job. I notice our numbers in the juvenile jail system have gone down dramatically since I've been on board here.
Significantly, actually, I have from our community plan in the budget year of 2014-2015, we had 40 occurrences where a Dakota County youth was detained, and that was a total of 27 unduplicated youth. So some of those youth were detained more than once, and we had an average of each youth had an average of 18.1 days in detention for a total of 724 detention days. Now, when you compare that to calendar year, so I apologize, I'm comparing a budget year to a calendar year, so that's different. But calendar year 2017, we had 16 occurrences where a youth was detained in Dakota County with 15 unduplicated youth. Each youth served on average 3.8 days in detention, so that is a huge reduction, 18.1 to 3.8, and 61 total days of detention, and so that's a lot.
It's huge. From
that's 724 to 61, yeah, it's a huge reduction, and it's a huge savings to the county.
Yeah.
So.
Good. Yep, I think things are going well.
Yeah, they are.
Okay, so with that said, she needs the approval for the for this grant of the $84.25 with the kind match of $89.36 for a total of $89,361. I'll make the motion. Kevin will second it. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Scott.
Yes.
Kevin.
Yes.
Marty.
Yep.
Bill.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you.
Don't go far.
I'm next again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't go far. See, we got Sarah Deck, Juvenile Diversion Coordinator, seeking the board approval for the 2019 based Juvenile Services Aid Enhancement Grant in the amount of $7,500, which is a kind match of $750, which will take it to $8,250, awarded also by the Nebraska Crime Commission. So.
Okay, so the community-based aid grant that we just talked about, overall that was reduced by about $600,000 statewide, so each community's portion of that grant was reduced. In previous years, we funded teen court at $10,000. In that community-based aid grant, we're requesting $2,500 for teen court, and then we're requesting $7,500 for towards teen court with the match of $750 in those enhancement dollars. The enhancement grant is not it's not a formula grant. It's a competitive grant, and so the $7,500 is not guaranteed. But we do feel that teen court is an important program and a helpful program and offers a benefit to the community. And so we want to try to, fund them if we are able to.
How many times have I asked you I wanted to go to one? I never did make one, did I?
You can always go next week, December 11th at 4:45, South Sioux City, City Chambers.
You'll be there.
Usually I don't know when it's going to be next, but today I did know.
December 11th.
Yeah. 4:45.
At the chamber?
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to try to make that. I think it'd be interesting. I've always wanted to go.
You know, it really gives kids opportunity to participate in, civically in their community and to see what that's like, to kind of serve on a jury.
And so the kids are all involved?
All involved. So you have youth volunteers, plus you have kids who are required to be there. And the youth volunteers serve in all of the court kind of positions, minus a judge. There are a couple attorneys from Great West Casualty that volunteer as the judges.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So the jury makes the decision?
Yeah, and it's a jury of your peers.
I got to come to that, just so I can heckle everybody. I'm a heckler, you know that. Okay, so what? So she's looking for this, not guaranteed, but let's we'll make an approval here. Who wants to make the motion for the 75, the kind match, 750 for 8250?
I'll make that
Kevin was going to make a motion, and we got a second by Marty. Will you call roll, please, Joan?
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Okay, and then we got the approval on D here, the approval on the contracts for services providing the Crime Commission Juvenile Services Aid Grants. Basically, a memorandum of the agreement between Dakota County and Siouxland Cares of the Substance Abuse to provide a coordinator for teen court. Juvenile Diversion Program, number two, a letter of understanding, the Owens Educational Service to provide electronic monitoring and tracking services, and number three, the agreement with the Community Monitoring Service to support and service the tracking, electronic monitoring, and family support services as an alternate in detention. Is that what it says? Yes. So anyways, perfect.
Yep, those are our service providers we've used. And
do you have any... Do you have anybody on right now that you're monitoring?
So any youth using electronic monitoring and tracking? Yes, there are. So I've got some numbers on that, too. In 2016, we had 10 youth who utilized tracking and 13 youth who utilized electronic monitoring. 2017, 15 youth doing tracking and 15 youth doing electronic monitoring. Usually we'll have, it kind of vacillates, but usually it's about 1 to 4 youth a month. And sometimes one youth will utilize more than 1 month of service.
Are they pretrial, or what are the instances that you'd use that?
So the part that the county would be responsible for and the part that the grant dollars are used for is all pre-adjudicated youth. Once a youth has been adjudicated, the payment for those services is the responsibility of probation.
So they don't put a trial out.
Yeah.
And it must be electronic monitoring in particular. There's some statutory requirements with that where a judge must see the youth and must order that electronic monitoring to continue even when they are pre-adjudicated. I think it's like 24 hours or the next scheduled court date. So. And probation does a good job. I've talked with Mike Carlson. They do a good job of making sure that they adhere to that requirement.
Okay. Any other questions? If not, we need an approval for the three different contracts that we have. Okay. Bill, motion. Second by Kevin on the approval for the contracts for the providers. Recall roll, please, Joan.
Marty?
Yep.
Bill?
Yes.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Sarah Deck, thank you so much.
Yes, thank you. Have a good afternoon.
Yep, you as well. Thanks. Okay, we're going to move on to miscellaneous. We got Fred Kellogg, Highway Superintendent, the road report. Everybody should have the road report in front of them. Welcome, Fred.
Thank you. November 18th through December 1st, 132 hours of road maintenance, overtime 7 hours, culvert projects on 137th Street, 16 hours. Garbage, 2.5 hours. Snow removal, 5. Salt sand hauling, 0. Blacktopping, 12. Gravel hauling, 939 tons. Sign repair and barricading, 16 hours. One road concern, grading on Moody Road.
Okay, any questions for Fred on any of this here? The snow today, obviously we kind of had that conversation earlier. No sun, la 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 la. It was wet, froze, so.
Winter.
Yeah, it's winter. I get it. I'm with you.
It had to be a challenge, but you guys did a good job.
Yep, thank you, Fred. Okay, let's move on to Sheriff Kleinberg's jail report. Sheriff, I don't think we have that report, do we?
No, you don't. As a matter of fact, I'm just now getting some numbers for that. I have a copy of everything else, so I don't have the federal numbers on there until just now. But I can give you a copy, my copy.
Just have Mark send it, and I'll forward it out to everybody.
Why don't we do that? Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine with me. But I wasn't too prepared today. I went on a transport to Norfolk. It took too long, so I just got back and ran down here. And then I was sitting here looking at this. I didn't have a number, so I just texted her. She's got them. They're just not on there. So I have everything else, though. For the month of November, we held 92 county inmates, 26 federal inmates, 0.06 juveniles. I also can say that that's changed a lot. We house a lot less. And total in-house is 118. The calendar year, 89. We're averaging about 20 federal and 0.06 juveniles and about 109 in-house. So when it comes down to the 87 county inmates for fiscal year, 26 federal inmates, 0.02 and total in-house at 113. So when it comes down to federal income, those are the numbers I didn't have, and I don't know if you remember from last month, averaged about 46,000 for the month of October. So November, she says it was plus 45,000, so it was about 46,000 again. And that would put the fiscal marshals at in over a quarter of a million about as far as income so far fiscally this year. And that's not including ICE. ICE was about 10 grand last month. I'm thinking it's about the same. And she also doesn't have our transporting costs. We're doing a lot more transports, and we're getting paid for that. And so I haven't talked to her about this, why it's not done, but I will when I get back.
It's December 3.
Huh?
It's December 3.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway. So she did have the average cost per inmate, which is about $56. So we're down a little bit from last month.
What was last month?
It was $57.20. So jail's at 40% of estimated. We're about 2% on a budget for the fiscal year this year, and about 40% of estimated yearly budget spent in November, up to November. So $195.85 was allotted for November, which we is 0.097 over budget, so
okay.
Almost a percent over.
Quick question, Sheriff. When are you going to relook at that, your medical?
That's coming up. We're waiting
February?
For that bid. We had the meeting with the new medical provider. He was pretty sure that we could get in substantially under what we're paying right now, and I'm hoping by the end of the month he actually sends me that data so we can sit down and... Our contract with ACH is up right after the first of the year, so I think it's February 1st or 2nd. So we'll have that taken care of by then.
Were you looking at another different commissary first?
We already did that.
Yeah.
So we switched commissary. That just is taking place right now, as a matter of fact. And we got it up to about 35% of... We went up from... I think when I took over the jail, we was at like 8% commissary revenue. We're up to about 35% with these new guys. So... That's pretty good. And these guys are also wanting to bring in our video conferencing and stuff, and they're at no charge to us. And also, they're giving us a $10,000 bonus. They want that commissary. That's the moneymaker for them. So, figure if we can soak them for as much money as we can, we will, huh? Just kills me that all these inmates have money for comp. Never mind. I won't get into that.
Any questions for Sheriff? Okay.
I see you got the Deer Stand extended the tower. Did they get all up?
So the Deer Stand's all up and ready to go. Next 2 weeks, they'll be pulling fiber in. And I think in 2 weeks, I had a meeting with him yesterday or the day before. I think it was Saturday. He's getting ready to hang his antennas and get that all going. So
for his end of it, the fiber com part of it?
For the wireless internet for everybody, yeah. Okay. As far as our microwave link, I'm hoping that that's the first thing. I think that's going to be the first thing they get in. So our service will be backed up again.
Yeah.
Redundant.
Is the old one, I didn't even notice, is it down?
No.
It's still up.
It may come down, but it won't be. It'll be nature.
Hey, somebody's asked me, what was all the flags out there for? Does anybody know? They had it all, like, marked, the diggers people, on that, by the old tower.
Oh, by the old tower?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Okay. I had a few people asking what was going on.
There's nothing on that tower, and I've approached you guys before. I've got people willing to take it down.
I thought maybe it was a process of taking it down or something. I don't know. I mean, you wouldn't have to dig anything to take it down, but...
No, it won't be much. Take about an hour or two to take it down.
Okay. Sounds good.
Or less than that, it's just...
Are they? I must have, maybe I don't know. Whatever. Okay, let's move on to C here. If we're done with B, Sheriff Kleinberg requesting board to approve the lease purchase of sheriff law enforcement vehicles. Okay, good luck. This better be good.
So the last 2 years we haven't got any vehicles. We've been holding off. Well, with the last hailstorm, we've done pretty good. Instead of fixing the trucks. They were their older trucks, most of them, except for, I think, yours.
I didn't get any. I parked inside.
We took that money instead and put it to the last lease purchase, which freed up, got us out of debt with those trucks, but they're still giving us the same trade-in that we were going to get with Hunt and Dennis. So it's a pretty good deal, and this takes care of some much-needed trucks. We've miled out a couple of them, and over the last 8 years, we've got out of broken trucks all the time. So we're trying to keep it there and keep them under warranty so we're not spending money on busted down vehicles.
Is that a state bid? Is that how they still do that? Or
well, actually, it goes farther than that. So by law, we have to buy from state bid. But my chief deputy works on this constantly. So he ends up getting better deals. So by law, we have to go off state bid unless we find a better deal somewhere. So he works these local guys. And I don't know how he does it, but he gets them to get better deals than what we get from our state bid price.
Nice.
They're nicer trucks, and we're buying them locally. So we beat the state bid. Whatever he does, I don't know how he does it, but he gets it under what that state bid price is. All that has to do with trade-ins.
Uh-huh. Okay.
These four-door trucks, I tell you what, you guys, the resale value is so high on them. They're so easy to trade off.
Yeah.
There's no sense in driving broken ones because you can get decent money out of them if you...
So you're going to get rid of Junkie's truck, James's truck, and then you're going to upgrade, you're going to give Allinger the...
I don't know who gets what. All I know is I keep my old truck and these guys fight over the new ones.
So which ones are you going to get rid of then?
One of them is Junkie's for sure, and one of them's Allinger's. Those are the two of the oldest. And I don't know what the third one is.
James's is the oldest, too.
Yep, James's. That is the other one.
Yeah, they're all 13s.
So Junkie's is another one that got wrecked. That was the deal with the grain elevator when they smashed the fender and the door and everything. They still gave us. We never did get that fixed. We took that insurance money and paid towards it. But they still gave us a good price for it, so what the heck.
Mm-hmm.
What questions or what's the board's pleasure here? What do they want to do on this? I'm really curious to see where this goes. I mean, like, anxious, curious.
Well, here's the thing, guys. You know, I understand what you're reasoning behind, like, the maintainer and stuff. But the difference with these trucks is these guys, man, that's their main tool. Their lives are in them trucks. Another thing, when I took over office, we had a lot of trucks that were so miled out, it was costing us so much in repairs keeping those trucks on the road. Well, over the last two turns, we've got them turned over, so we're not spending all that money on that stuff no more. And we still get good trade-in values on them. You know, it's a little bit different for that. The money's in the budget for us. We planned on this.
$15,000 a year payments?
Yeah.
I was around when we were driving. I had a 230,000-mile vehicle, and we just poured money into vehicles. I mean, we had one truck. I think it was probably a $40,000 or $50,000 truck by the time we were done dumping money into it. Got, what, we get $5,000 or $6,000 to trade in?
Well, we fought through that.
Over when I started down here, our old cars were going to
salvage
for $500. Yeah. They were completely wore out. I said we'd never do that again.
Well, Tim is getting top dollar on trade-in for these trucks. Dented. Abused and dented.
Yeah, old Garvin out there, he's still driving the one around.
Well, if you remember, my first couple months in office, I was going to call one of them old trucks, the tie rod busted on. And I had another investigator in my truck from South Sioux. That was kind of scary. Oh, it's kind of fun.
You know, and this is the thing. I think everybody knows where I stand at on this here. You know, without a doubt, I know the good equipment, and I know that you start dumping money. But the problem I have with this is, you know, yes, you have it budgeted, and I understand it's the livelihood. And, you know, there's safety and all the above, and it's the money that you're going to be saving instead of dumping money in it. But, you know, I look at it the same situation with the maintainer. I mean, could you drive one of these trucks another 50,000 miles? Probably. You know, could Fred, you know, get by with another maintainer, you know, or use that one and get by with another 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000 hours out of problems? Maybe. You know, I guess, you know, by him having it budgeted and he got turned down, I have an issue with that. You know, but in the same time, you know where I stand at on it. You know what my vote was there. You know, I mean, if you have it budgeted, because there's no reason to try to pick up, you know, you're trying to, you know, picking up pennies to jump over dollars on a situation like this. You know, this is where I stand at on this. You know, I think it's a great idea. If you have it budgeted and it's been approved, I will make the motion for you to be able to lease purchase 3 vehicles on your budget of $15,000 a year. That's my motion.
Well, can I add to that? So the only thing that scares me about this is when you talk to our insurance company, when you mile out a vehicle, these guys aren't, you know, the maintainer isn't running down a road at 90-plus miles an hour going to a call. When you mile out a vehicle, it's different. Now you're talking about liability to the county. And these guys are driving like that.
It could be, yes, the liability standpoint, yes, without a doubt. And the only thing that I have, and not bringing up the past tense, but, you know, you could be throwing $30,000 at a $30,000 machine is all I'm getting at. You know, and then all of a sudden you get behind on something like that, which we did. I recall in 2011 when I first got out, we got behind on the equipment. And I remember your trucks were getting towed all the time. They broke down all the time. So that's the reason why I'm making this motion, for you to be able to upgrade your equipment so you guys have safe stuff, and hope to God that Fred, the county has to stick a bunch of money into an old grader that ain't worth any more than what it is. That's my point. And well, it could happen.
And I made a commitment during budget that I talked to Chris about this. I said I wouldn't be in favor of any graders or patrol cars this year.
It's not just the liability of, you know, the guys that are working for you, but you transport a lot of people too, and that's
well, that's why we're miling out a lot of these, yeah, because of the ice transport.
I know that's the liability that comes back on us too. So.
Anything can happen, but
anything can happen.
Okay, so is there any other comment? I made a motion. Does anybody want to second it or not?
I'll second it.
Okay, I got a motion from myself and a second by Kevin for Sheriff Kleinberg to lease purchase out 3 vehicles and replacement of some old 2013s at a net dollar amount of $15,000 estimated a year. Will you call roll, please, John?
Bill?
No.
Scott?
Yes.
Kevin?
Yes.
Marty?
Yes.
Okay. Commissioner Committee reports.
Thank you.
Any? Mail or emergency business? Nanya? We are adjourned, ladies and gentlemen. Our next regular meeting will be December 17th of 2018. Thanks, everyone, for coming. And
two left.